Chapter 9. Temp of the parishioners. But she could discern nothing of the lady. She also looked for Miss Melberry and Winterburn. The nose of their horse sometimes came quite near the back of Mrs. Charman's carriage. But they never attempted to pass it till the latter conveyance turned towards the park gate, when they sped by. Here the carriage drew up, that the gate might be opened, and in the momentary silence Marty heard a gentle oral sound, soft as a breeze. "What's that?" she whispered. "Miss S. yawning." "Why should she yawn?" "Oh, because she's been used to such wonderfully good life, and finds it dull here. She'll soon be off again on account of it." "So rich and so powerful, and yet to yawn," the girl murmured. "Then things don't fay with she any more than with we." Marty now alighted. The lamp again shone upon her, and as the carriage rolled on, a soft voice said to her from the interior, "Good night." "Good night, ma'am," said Marty. But as he had not been able to see the woman who began so greatly to interest her, the second person of her own sex who had operated strongly on her mind that day. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.